Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It's Tuesday, December 30th, 2014, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Here are tonight's top stories.
Tonight, most Americans say they want independent prosecutors to try police. Then, an angry protester threatens the life of a reporter. And inside Obama's lavish vacations. That's next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
Period, 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 period. Obama likes to say period all day. Shut up, shut up, shut up. I'm sick of your crap.
The autopsy results were released for Ezell Ford last night. They showed that the unarmed, mentally ill black man was shot by police three times, once in the side, once in the back, and once in the arm. Now, of course, many are seeing the fact that he was shot in the back as proof that he was murdered by cops. His family is calling it an execution. And of course, it's going to further stoke the flames of racial tension that are going on across the country. But experts say that the autopsy results don't conflict with officers' original accounts that there was a struggle. And according to a retired Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department commander, he says the fact that the officer had to use his backup gun shows that he was in a life and death struggle. He says those guns are really small, they're very inaccurate, and they're only used as a last resort. They're designed to save one's own life. Now, experts also are saying that the fact that he was shot in the back, it's not really rare. It happens all the time, and it doesn't mean that officers acted improperly. Now, of course, we can never know that because police officers are not required to report how many times they shoot people. The state of Florida doesn't report that at all. Either way, Ford's family is not buying it. They filed a $75 million civil lawsuit against the police department and the city. And also, these autopsy results did not sit well with protesters. One protester last night was caught on video threatening to set fire to a KTLA cameraman unless he stopped doing his job covering the scene.
Joe Biggs here with InfoWars.com. Now today we have a new article out titled Video, Ezell Ford Protesters Threaten to Set Reporter on Fire. Now, this isn't just any reporter. This happens to actually be a personal friend of mine, Kirk Hawkins. I know him from back in Charlotte before I moved here to Austin for the InfoWars job. He has since then moved from Charlotte to LA, where he is now one of the anchors at KTLA. He went to the vigil last night for the Ezell Ford. Ezell Ford was a mentally ill black man who was killed by LAPD earlier this year. And last night they read the results of the autopsy. A lot of people were out there protesting that. For the most part, everyone was peaceful except for this one lady, an outside agitator. Let's take a look at that clip.
Well, Micah and Cher, we're live in Leimert Park because there was a peaceful protest here earlier today. We attended a vigil a short time ago, and it wasn't exactly peaceful, and it was all caught on camera.
Stop recording, or else I'm going to drop the camera.
Reached a boiling point at the memorial for the 25-year-old tonight in South L.A.
I'm about to set you the on fire if you don't back.
Hey, don't try to light me on fire.
As the media became the target, at one point, one of the demonstrators threatened a KTLA photographer.
If you want me to touch the camera, I can touch the camera and slam it into your face. I will hospitalize you. Shut up.
Nearby residents stepped in and tried to calm down the visitors from outside this neighborhood.
I'm worried about it because you're in my community.
Now, as you can see, the lady clearly pulls out a lighter and tries to set the cameraman on fire. That is crazy, out of this world. Well, anyways, one of the guys comes up who was out there protesting and goes, hey, who are you? You're not from around here. So this is another instance where we keep seeing these outside agitators like we saw in Ferguson in August and in November. And there's one thing that a lot of these people are starting to have in common, ties to RevCom. Now, you might have heard RevCom before by myself, David Knight, or Alex Jones. RevCom is the Revolutionary Communist Party. Now, they're an organization. They are out of Chicago, and they also have some people over in California as well. They're led by Bob Avakian and Carl Dix. Carl Dix can be seen in a lot of these protests as well. And I've also had a run-in with a guy called Greg Johnson. He was involved in Texas versus Johnson, where he tried to set an American, or he did set an American flag on fire. These guys go to protests, they take peaceful protests and turn them into riots. Now, I don't know what their agenda is, but they're also spending a lot of money. All these Black Lives Matters signs that you're seeing, all these I Can't Breathe or Stand With Ferguson or Mike Brown posters and all that, they're paying for it. That's a lot of money being spent into something like this when their entire agenda is to go in there and stir up controversy. So here we are. We're seeing this stuff time and time again. This is something everyone, I think, they need to keep their eyes open for. When you go to these protests, if you're around one of those, look for those. You'll see the RevCom at the bottom of the protest sign. They're out there trying to cause trouble. So stay clear of those guys. I texted Kirk earlier. And he said, yeah, last night was all in all a peaceful night. The only people that were out there trying to agitate was that lady right there. And it's funny. She's an outsider. But he posted up, or he was talking about getting ready to post up, the footage from the vigil, and he gets a tweet from what seems to be the lady that's in the video. I'm literally going to kill that KTLA news reporter. Another one to Kirk Hawkins and KTLA. Good, you piece of S. If I ever see you again, I will personally be setting you on fire. These aren't a good group of people to be around. I don't know if she's personally with them or not, but the way she's acting, the way she's holding herself, carrying herself, and portraying the way that she is trying to go out and do these protests, it seems a lot like something that RevCom would do. So like I said before, keep an eye out for those people when you go to these protests. Stay tuned for more reports. Make sure you're going to the Alex Jones Twitter or Alex Jones YouTube channel. We're almost at 1 million subscribers, so help us reach that point. We need your help with that. Also, continue watching our reports on Infowars.com. Once again, I'm Joe Biggs.
So once again, we have largely peaceful protests with the locals being concerned about outside agitators and aggressive behavior. Again and again, we're seeing these protests where we have these outside agitators coming in, telling the media to leave. Meanwhile, for years, people have been saying they want the media to cover these stories, to cover the fact that Black men are being shot. And then so we have the media there, and then they're being told to leave. So, I mean, what are you going to do? Now, obviously, scenes like the one we just saw are going to further stoke this heated debate, this anti-cop rhetoric that we're seeing. Now, in response to those two police officers who were executed in New York, the NYPD was issued very drastic measures by union leaders. They were supposed to have two units responding to every call, and they were also instructed to only make arrests when they absolutely had to. Well, as a result of this, NYPD traffic tickets and summonses for minor offenses have dropped off by a staggering 94%. Overall arrests were down 66% for the week that started December 22nd. That's compared with the same period last year. Now, police sources said that safety concerns were the main reason for the drop-off in police activity, but they added that some cops were mounting an undeclared slowdown in protest of de Blasio. So once again, this is entirely political, and you got to think about that. All of these summonses and traffic tickets for minor offenses, none of that money is funneling into City Hall. So this is a very effective form of protest. And, you know, like those cigarette taxes, that was the main reason they killed Eric Garner. All of that money, $8 billion a year they get from those cigarette taxes, none of that is happening right now as of December 22nd. Now, there is a long history of warring against City Hall. Past mayors, Mayor David Dinkins, Rudy Giuliani, and Michael Bloomberg have all endured the animus there with the NYPD, even though they all have wildly divergent ideologies. In 1992, thousands of police officers stormed City Hall, stopped traffic on the Brooklyn Bridge, and it was all to protest the mayor. Mayor Dinkins wanted to create an independent, all-civilian complaint review board for the police department there, and thousands of police officers out of uniform showed up to protest this. And all people are calling for is independent citizen review boards. And of course, the fact that the NYPD is doing this slowdown is ridiculous because things like this are happening. This happened in broad daylight. An elderly man was brutally savaged by a street thug as he walked through a Bronx neighborhood. It's a neighborhood he lived in for decades. As you can see by the video, this happened in broad daylight. And it's a beating that 67-year-old William King referred to as a senseless racial attack. Now, the attack was captured on a home surveillance camera. It was a random assault, and it shows King's attacker also had an accomplice keeping watch from across the street. Now, the 67-year-old says that he believes it was a racial attack because they didn't try to rob him. He said he had money in his wallet, and they didn't even try to take it from him. So, of course, this could just be a symptom of larger racial hysteria that's being stoked. But obviously, it is part of a larger psyop. There's an effort to get the population turned against the police, to stoke these anti-cop ideology. And then, of course, police are now being reaffirmed that they need to be concerned with the citizenry. Rather than protect and serve, the citizens are the enemy. But just because people are calling for an independent citizen review does not make people anti-cop. It's not a mutually exclusive position. In fact, the majority of Americans want independent prosecutors to handle killer cop cases. Now, this is according to a Washington Post poll. They said when it comes to the behavior of cops, Americans hold an almost unheard of amount of consensus. They want independent prosecutors who are not politically linked to city government and police departments. That is not unheard of. That's quite rational, actually. And additionally, 86% of those polled support requiring patrol officers in their areas to wear small video cameras while they're on duty. So why is this an issue? Why are cops now standing down in protest? The same as they were protesting in 1992 when the mayor there in New York tried to pass this as well. And he was successful in getting this independent review. And this is the crux of these protests. People are just calling for a little bit of accountability. Now, we know that there are good cops out there. This is not about being anti-cop. I think that we can separate that, being a cop is a dangerous job. They're starting to put out these reports, gun deaths. For U.S. officers rose by 56% in 2014. About one-third of those officers were killed in an ambush. Now, they say altogether 126 law enforcement officers died in the line of duty in 2014. That's an increase of 24% from last year. Traffic incidents are the second leading cause of death of law enforcement officers. But the problem is that we can't compare those figures to the amount of people who are killed by police, because like I mentioned earlier, they're not required to record that data. So we don't even actually have the numbers of police who are killed, the numbers of people who are killed by police officers. That's what these protests are about, is just not, it's not the legitimately anti-cop people who are trying to agitate these protests, but by the majority of Americans who just want a little bit of accountability. That is the demand. Now, coming up, we've told you about the Sony attack. We said that this was definitely an inside job. Well, now some new evidence has surfaced to corroborate those claims. But does the FBI even care?
Sold out for weeks due to the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation, the exclusive InfoWars Life Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock in the last limited shipment of 2014. The most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Vitamin B12 deficiency is linked to scores of serious problems. And Secret 12 is a fusion of two organic proprietary forms of vitamin B12, bringing you a true nutraceutical quality vitamin B12. Secret 12. Secret 12 is an excellent Christmas gift and is tailor-made to boost your New Year's resolutions. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. 2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using Super Oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. Tens of thousands of individuals have used Oxy Powder to cleanse their bodies and aid in their transformations. Even InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, and then I took it for six more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy Powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888 253-3139.
New evidence has surfaced showing that the Sony hack attack was an inside job and not that of North Korea. Now, U.S. cybersecurity experts say that they have solid evidence that a former employee helped hack Sony Pictures' computer system. Norse Corp said Monday that it has narrowed its list of suspects to a group of six people, including at least one Sony veteran with the necessary technical background to carry out the attack. Kurt Stamberger, who's a senior VP at Norse, said he used Sony's leaked HR documents and then cross-referenced the data with communications on hacker chat rooms and its own network of web sensors to determine that it was not North Korea behind the attack. Now, of course, this is in stark contrast to the FBI's December 19th announcement that said its probe had traced the hack to North Korea indefinitely. Now, Stamberger told Bloomberg News that when the FBI made this announcement, just a few days after the attack was made public, it raised eyebrows in the community because it's hard to do that kind of an attribution that quickly. It's almost unheard of. And he said that all of the leads that they did have that were Korean, they all turned up dead and they were not good leads. So here we have cybersecurity experts saying that there's no way North Korea did it. They bring this information to the FBI. How did the FBI respond? Well, Norr said they turned over evidence to the FBI yesterday. They spent several hours there, and this evidence included malware samples that point to super, super detailed insider information that only a Sony insider would have. But of course, the FBI stood by its initial announcement on Tuesday. Their statement said, "The FBI has concluded the government of North Korea is responsible for the theft and destruction of data on the network of Sony Pictures Entertainment." So here they, I mean, despite any outside independent evidence, they're saying we stand by North Korea did this attack. And they say attribution to North Korea is based on intelligence from the FBI, the U.S. intelligence community, DHS, foreign partners, and the private sector. So they're right. They're standing by their initial announcement, and the Bureau added that there is no credible information to indicate that any other individual is responsible for this cyber incident. So I don't know if this is just gaslighting or if they don't think that this evidence is going to come out from the cybersecurity firm. Maybe the cybersecurity firm is going to bow to their demands and not release this proof that they have. But of course, the FBI is not going to back down because they need this to push their agenda, to ratchet up tension with North Korea, and of course, further exploit this Sony hack to push for tighter cybersecurity legislation. Now, you'll recall that lawmakers and the Obama administration swiftly called on Congress to focus heavily on cybersecurity legislation after the holiday recess. Feinstein said, "We must pass an information sharing bill as quickly as possible next year." And Senator Lindsey Graham said, "Cyber terrorism is increasingly becoming the weapon of choice for rogue regimes and terrorist organizations," and basically saying that modernizing cybersecurity laws and protecting national interests against cyber terrorism should be the number one thing on the agenda in January in 2015. And of course, it will be, in spite of the fact that the only regime out there that's capable of these cyber attacks and who's constantly warning about cyber terrorism is the exact same regime that is continually being busted, causing cyber terrorism around the world. And of course, I'm speaking about the U.S. government. Now, we reported that people were saying that it was their patriotic duty to go and see the interview, this movie, they had to see it. You know, we're not going to shut down our First Amendment. I mean, that is ridiculous. That movie was completely stupid. Sony reports $15 million in sales there when they first released it. It's their most successful online release. And those people that were saying that it was their patriotic duty to go see that movie, how unpatriotic is it going to be if that movie is used to pass tighter cybersecurity legislation? So that's on you. Now, coming up, we have even more truth from Gruber. And this is as looming Obamacare penalties are on their way. Find out how much you're going to have to pay.
The Molon Lave Silver Coin, certified by the Provident Mint. This one-ounce silver round is 0.999% fine silver, inspired by the legendary Spartan King Leonidas and his refusal to lay down arms in defiance of Emperor Xerxes. Molon Lave, that's Greek for come and take it. This is available now at InfoWarsStore.com. Act now as supplies are limited. And don't forget, free shipping and a free gift. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know the fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com. And to help others during Christmas by teaching them about the powerful benefits of silver. Secure your silver bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The deadline to sign up for Obamacare for 2015 is February 15th. This is the first year that all taxpayers are required to report to the IRS that they have insurance or not, and it's going to cost you a lot more in 2015 to be uninsured. Now, for 2014, we've reported the fine is going to be the greater of $95 per person or 1% of household income. It's going to jump in 2015 to the greater of 2% of income or $325. Now, the government figures are going to say the average fine in 2016 is going to be about $1,100. And you must have insurance by February 15th in order to avoid the hike. Now, if you want to get a sense of what this hit is going to be, you can go online to the Tax Policy Center's Affordable Care Act penalty calculator. They just make it sound so sexy. What's my penalty going to be for not having health insurance? Now, many taxpayers are going to be able to get a pass. 26 million people could qualify for some exemptions. There's a list of more than 30 waivers, so be sure to check in with whoever is filing your taxes for you. Now, the insurance requirement and all the penalties, of course, has been the least popular part of this new healthcare law. And a lot of people really aren't sure just how much money they're going to be paying, how big and how bad this is going to be. But the reality is Obamacare was never going to be affordable. And this is coming out of the mouth once again from Jonathan Gruber. Now, this is while he was writing the bill with the White House in 2009. He said that the Affordable Care Act would definitely not be affordable. This is according to an October 2009 policy brief. He said, the problem is it starts to go hand in hand with the mandate. You can't mandate insurance that's not affordable. This is going to be a major issue. And what's the difference? Well, they're closer than ever because there are no cost controls in these proposals because this bill is about coverage. So basically he's saying, let's just get people covered and then we'll worry about the cost controls. Then we'll worry about how to make it affordable, which is of course why you saw Obama using his magic pen so many times just rewriting this law because oops, after they had passed it, after they had got people signed up for it, they said, wow, people are going to not vote the Democrats in 2014, which is, of course, what happened. Now, Gruber said, of course, that the only way to control costs is to effectively deny treatment. So he said the real substance of cost control is all about a single thing, telling patients they can't have something that they want. You have to tell patients that surgery doesn't do any good. So if you want it, you will have to pay the full cost. So not only are your insurance costs going to go up, but you could be potentially saddled with the entire bill if you want to have an expensive surgery because your doctors are going to tell you that you can't have it. It's not necessary. It's not going to do any good. Whereas in the past, of course, they would push all sorts of surgeries on you. Now, despite the president's pitches to the contrary, Obama knew that his health care bill was unlikely to control costs. Gruber said this in a 2012 podcast. So here he is again on tape. He said, I wish that President Obama could have stood up and said, you know, I don't know if this bill is going to control costs. It might not. But instead, he says, I'm going to pass a bill that will lower your health care costs. And why? Because it sells. And that is the lie that Obama sold. And of course, in order to do that, there had to be subsidies. And now check this out. 87% of new Obamacare users have been given federal aid to lower their premiums. That is your taxpayer dollars at work. Now, the Department of Health and Human Services didn't elaborate on how much it was offering to new Obamacare enrollees or what the total bill to taxpayers is going to be. So we don't even know how much this is going to cost the taxpayer. We don't even know how many new Obamacare enrollees are going to be able to, you know, go for these taxpayer dollars. Like I said, up to 26 million people could qualify for some sort of a subsidy. But what we can tell you, where we can tell you more than 44 million of your taxpayer dollars are going toward travel expenses for the first family. Now, the latest vacation this year for the first family includes a couple having to relocate their wedding for Obama's golf game. He didn't want to miss the 16th hole there. And they had an entire beach in Hawaii evacuated for the Obamas. And you can see there's a guy, a Secret Service guy in a helmet on a jet ski, keeping people away from the Obamas so they can have the beach all to themselves. In total, the Obamas have taken 31 vacations since the president took office in 2009, and they have spent more than 44 million taxpayer dollars. Oh, it is good to be king. Now, that's it for the show tonight. If you are watching us on YouTube, please become a subscriber to the Alex Jones channel and then head over to prisonplanet.tv. You can become a subscriber there as well. But your subscription there gets you instant access to over 18 years worth of content. We're running a special now, just $29.95 a year. And you can share your username and password with up to 20 people at the same time. That's it for tonight. The guys are going to be hosting the show tomorrow, so I will see you next year.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries in the area of health. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. DNA Force is one of the most expensive formulas to produce. Some of the ingredients in DNA Force are $12,000 a kilogram. We are using the coveted, patented, only American source of PQQ, CoQ10, and more. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? Well, we're bringing you a total win-win. The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. We have produced a limited run of DNA Force, and it will take up to 12 weeks to produce more once we sell out. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.